Ask Catherine. First question. For a couple of years, there have been hundreds of bankers just eager to retire and spend more time with families. Now they seem to be disappearing or winding up in a suicide. Do you have any comments on this? Yeah, I just made those comments, but I would say this. I think people have been disappearing, getting killed, and being dealt with for years. It was just much more quiet and subtly done. This latest round is pretty mob style, and that is new and unusual, although the internet helps us see it and connect the dots. Next question. Hi, Catherine. I'm a new subscriber and like a kid in a candy store, excited about diving in. I just listened to Winter Wellness and Detox from the Archives, loved it. My question is, have you or any of your guests touched on the topic of hyperoxygen therapy, such as food-grade hydrogen peroxide, ozone, and he has some others? This supposedly maximizes cellular function and even combats pathogenic infections and cancer. If not, can you please investigate the soundness of the science behind such claims? I would love to hear from a credible expert or three. Thanks. Love what you do. I have looked into those on several occasions. I've never done them myself. And I'm sort of loath to talk about anything I haven't tried personally, but I've never been able to find any sources. So if there are any subscribers who are listening, I would encourage you to send any ideas, websites, practitioners, thoughts you have. Catherine, my research is indicating that powers that be actually encouraged the Holocaust from behind the scenes, knowing that it would lead to the establishment of the State of Israel after the war, granting a firm military and political stronghold to the Western powers right in the middle of the world's richest petroleum reserves. What's your opinion on this? Clearly, the Nazis were doing what they were doing with the support of the what I described as the metastructure, but exactly, you know, what the details of that were, I really just do not have an opinion. One of the things that group has always grappled with is population management and sort of social engineering and depopulation. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of the Holocaust was simply prototyping different techniques in that area. Then we got a series of questions from Richard that came in after we recorded the interview. So I'm going to send those to him and see if I can get those answered. Another person asking me what I thought of an IMF document, which I'm going to take a look at, but haven't yet. Someone asked me to comment on the geoengineering video that we posted. Not much to comment on that. I keep posting those. I think geoengineering is going on. I think it's unbelievably important to get to the bottom of it. And of course, we have great interviews with Clifford Cornicom that I would encourage you to listen to. If you're interested, I'm putting another geoengineering interview up in Wildcards that went up today. A couple of different comments from subscribers on all of the different stories in the United States about actions by law enforcement or the military to get ready for civil disturbance. I think a lot of these stories, as they are presented, are overblown. I would say that we have tremendous resources going into the enforcement area, and it's always nerve-wracking when you have that many people with enforcement powers and the power to do seizures and the need to cover their budgets with fees and other enforcement actions and sort of nothing to do. You know, you just have too many people with guns looking for somebody to arrest. So the Sheriff of Nottingham problem, as I've always said, is real, but I do find a lot of it over-exaggerated, other than, of course, the technology allows a level of invasiveness, which is scary. Another question, do you know about Dr. Zachariah Sitchkin? Cliff High doesn't like a lot of his work, to say the least, since your next guest will speak on UFOs. I was wondering if you have crossed paths. Do either of you have an opinion on his research? I've tried reading his books at various times, and I don't have an opinion and haven't found his work to be anywhere near as useful as somebody like Richard's. I need something which is much more sort of grounded and a lot more evidence behind it. Interesting way that the powers that be have figured out how to deal with a pedophile issue in the UK around Jimmy Savile. They basically went after two guys that they weren't bothered about inconveniencing, who they knew would end up being found innocent. So two guys in a row found innocent within a few days of each other has discouraged the and disparaged the investigation and in turn taken the air of it, out of it. Like you said, lots of recipes. Oh, yes. You know we are looking at unbelievably serious factionalism when the dirt starts dishing out about pedophilia, because there is very significant liabilities. And that's one of those topics that the statute of limitations can be up, but the court of popular opinion is pretty ruthless about it. So whenever you see the pedophilia allegations or child porn accusations fly, you know that it's getting very, very bitter. One last question, much more hopeful view than some of what we've been getting from Farrell. This is in reference to the wrap-up. In some ways, no mention of the possibilities of the Nazi presence, for what that matters, of that metastructure's active pursuit of additional wealth and power through collateralization of space. But I really enjoyed the wealth of visual content and the explanation of much I had no idea about, even after having read the first two books on UFOs and the security state. Oh, and sorry, this is also a reference to Richard Dolan's book.